This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. North Korea has fired presumed short-range missiles into the sea. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The North launched the two unidentified projectiles in a clear resumption of weapons demonstrations following a month-long hiatus. The move comes 2 days after North Korea's state media said leader Kim Jong-un supervised an artillery drill aimed at testing combat readiness. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff couldn't immediately confirm how far the new projectiles flew or whether the weapons were ballistic or rocket artillery. In late December, Kim expressed deep frustration over deadlocked diplomacy with the U.S., saying he would no longer be bound by a self-imposed weapons test moratorium that coincided with his diplomacy with President Donald Trump. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The European Union's Disease Control Agency says it has increased its risk level for the coronavirus. It's now moderate to high. The European Center for Disease Prevention and Control has counted more than 89,000 cases in the world around 68 countries. Italy is the hardest hit European country. In the U.S., health officials have reported a second death from the virus. Here's Reuters' Gloria Tso.
Late on Sunday, Washington State reported a man had died in Seattle. They say he was in his 70s and had underlying health conditions. On Sunday, Washington also reported three new cases. They and the man who died were all residents of a nursing facility that had previously reported two other cases. Washington was where the U.S. also recorded its first domestic death from the virus on Saturday. On the other side of the country, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced the state's first case on Sunday. He says a woman in her 30s contracted the disease on a recent trip to Iran.
That was Reuters' Gloria Tso. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN's envoy to war-plagued Libya